And then one other area of student life is recreation, and you mentioned that you're part of the rugby team, just
mm-hmm.
part of rec sports. So what other issues would you deal with to help with the recreation aspect of USG?
Right. One thing that I heard from our president was that they feel USG concentrates more on student organizations that aren't necessarily athletic, as opposed to, for example, rugby is a club sport, so it's still a student organization. They feel that a lot of the advertising for events for student organizations are not about, for example, rugby games, lacrosse games, or anything like that. So they'd really like to be better represented by USG, which is what we hope to do. And
how would you do that?
So just posting posters, for example, along the fence in front of the new Tudor Center, just events that describe, you know, weekly events, which include athletic events as well as other student organizations get-togethers.
Going back to something that Ryan brought up earlier about the communication between the student body, the undergraduate student body and USG, I think this kind of comes back to it, that students, I believe, should be aware of what USG is doing and what they have accomplished. And whether that is creating a new trend, LA Live, or creating a permanent change to student life, or a one-time or weekly event that's taking place, it'd be excellent if there was a homepage or a large display case or a space on the fence that kind of had a consistent place to find that information. After talking to presidents and leaders from the student groups, one really consistent thing that we've heard is that there's so many valuable opportunities at USC, and there's so many great organizations and so much to take advantage of, but no central place to find that out. And I don't know if we'll ever come anywhere close to getting everything at one place, but it'd be great if at least USG could take the first step to having one central location where you can learn about everything that USG is supporting.
Have you looked at the communication models of other universities? You mentioned that you've been looking and researching elsewhere. Have you seen how other universities effectively communicate with their student bodies?
You know, that particular element is not something we've done extensive research in. I am proud to say, though, that what I've noticed on the surface of the communication between the student body is that USC is pretty good. There are some schools that aren't nearly as good as USC's communication. That being said, maybe all that means is that researching and investigating how other schools do it isn't the way to solve the problem. Maybe the way to solve the problem is to come up with something completely new, which we're totally willing and excited to be doing.
I've mentioned some things. Are there other things that you want to accomplish or hope to accomplish that you'd like to mention?
I'd like to mention a few things that USG is actually currently working on, and I'm sure, or I would guess, that other candidates have brought up. But the continued work on always increasing the quality of meal plans. One main complaint I get is that the typical meal plans, such as Cardinal, have too many meals and not enough dining dollars. But then the Trojan meal plan is too many dining dollars and no meals. This is specifically a problem for students living in Floor because they don't live right next to either of the dining halls like every other student on campus, first-year student. So their meals aren't as an effective thing to have on a meal plan as maybe dining dollars. So maybe having more of a compromise between the two. I'd love for there to be a form of Trojan Light meal plan, which is something that's been talked about for to my knowledge, you know, in the past couple of years, actually. But nothing's happened. And an argument, because as you probably know, Trojan is all dining dollars, and the idea is Trojan Light would be fewer dining dollars, so because Trojan is marketed to athletes, people who eat three large meals a day, and Trojan Light would be marketed to the average USC student. And one main argument we hear is, well, if you just want to use dining dollars, just use Discresh. Put, you know, $2,500 on Discresh. Well, the problem there is that first-year students are required to have a meal plan, so they don't have that opportunity. So I suggest either adding a new meal plan or two or removing the requirement to have a meal plan as a first-year student. I want to make sure there's...
Student football tickets.
Go for it.
So another thing we were thinking about, which also is being talked about right now, is the ability to transfer season ticket games to other USC cards. We realize that they're not going to accept the fact of giving out paper tickets. That's, like, something realistic that we see again. So what we want to do is have the ability, if you know you're not going to make a game, pass that off to someone else's student ID that doesn't have a student ticket. Or also another thing we were thinking about was giving it to local schools and areas and local families and stuff like that so that they can benefit off of that. I mean, as long as the ticket's going to go unused, you might as well help someone else.
Right, and that again is an idea we have. The main concern is the fact that student tickets are going to waste, which hurts the university because they're empty seats they could have made more money off of, hurts the Coliseum, they're not selling as many concessions, and hurts the students because less students are able to see games.
School spirit as well.
Yeah, school spirit is a huge thing, and we have a lot of school spirit, and as I'm sure the student body knows, but from speaking with members of the band, for example, some of the student leaders in their organization, we found from them, because they travel to schools around the country, surprisingly, we don't have the most school spirit. And it's really great to be able to look at USC and see the strengths of USC, but it's not until you start researching people who know about other universities and going online to research those schools and you find out what is actually possible. And that's exactly what we've been doing, to find out what is possible. We've both very early on recognized that when you ask someone, what would you like to be improved about USC, they usually don't have an immediate answer. And why would they? I mean, this is a phenomenal, phenomenal university. But when you start seeing what you're capable of and investigating the role of USG and the resources of USG and what other departments want but don't have the money to do, don't have the manpower to do, but just maybe aren't communicating or going to where they could be going, there's a lot that can happen. And